This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
If you would like to leave a voice message, please press 1 now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for the next available representative.
Best Buy Geek Squad, Melissa speaking. How can I assist?
Hello, Melissa. This is Jalen from XBO. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, ma'am. And I'm sorry, you said your name was Melissa. Just want to make sure.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So, I had on the other line, Mr. Tech Ricky. I was just calling for a breeze code. I wonder if I can give you the FMS number.
What's the FMS, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's 656-00515.
Thank you. One moment.
Yes, ma'am.
The client's name?
Lila, and it's 6964 Fieldstone Drive in Burr Ridge, Illinois.
Uh-huh. And this is for, what is this?
So it seems it has a Tech Ricky called in to advise that that when he arrived, the customer ordered three separate units, but when he arrived, there was it was like triple stacked, as in like one unit. He also advised that the customer will need to have a single unit modified, will have to have the single unit modified, and they had left in the garage for that. I also confirmed with the customer, and I was contacting you guys for the breeze code to be on my arm.
One second. I'm trying to figure out what this is.
Oh, yes. It's...
Okay, so this is a warming drawer. Okay. This is a built-in microwave, and then they have a warming drawer. And then the second part is the electric convention. What is that? Let me see. I'm trying to hold on a second.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is a wall oven. So it's a wall oven, a warmer, and then so they just dropped it off. They wasn't able to install it because what you said, I'm sorry?
It was supposed to be a single unit, but it was supposed to be three separate units so it had to fit, but it was one set, it was all together. So it was one single unit. So they were going to need to have it modified.
I'm confused. What do you mean? Please help me make it make sense. I don't understand what you're saying.
It was okay. The cups. He said to me here.
The customer ordered three different units, but it came as one.
Yes, ma'am. It was all like it's all together. It's like as in one unit, and the tech device for him to put it in there. It need to be. Three separate units.
Oh my god. I don't understand what that means. I never heard of this before. So it had to be, it's together and it has to be separated in order to get it in the home or get it installed?
Yes, ma'am. They was unable, it's in the home, but they was unable to install it because it's, I guess it's three separate unit. I'm guessing that's all not supposed to be the one unit.
Let me look. Let me see if they left pictures. I hope they... No, no pictures. Oh, gosh. I don't understand this. I don't even know what to write because it doesn't make sense to me. Because he did... Oh, my God. Hold on a second. I'm going to have to reach out to the client. Just bear with me a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
Please hold.
Yes, ma'am.
So all the unit, okay. Please hold.
Yes, ma'am.
So apologize for that. Wait, you ready for your case ID?
Yes, ma'am.
That's going to be 260-445-870. So now I understood what she was saying. It was basically the cabinets needs to be modified, but she wanted the team to just haul away, uninstall and haul away. The team refused because they don't want to leave the wires just hanging. But then the cabinet man that has to modify the cabinets is not going to uninstall because he's not an installer or an appliance, anything. So that's why she's kind of stuck between a hard rock and a corner, because she can't get what she needs done because the team refused to do one of the three.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize. I should have gone further, I suppose.
That's not your fault. It is what it is. But she's going to reach out to the sales agent who basically orchestrated all of this, and I guess they'll give us a call back with to reschedule or something, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, I really do want to thank you for assisting me with an XVR. I really hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied,